You were perfect, too. Everyone keeps talking about Teddy Bridgewater being perfect on the ball. You were, what, 11 for 11?
Yes, sir.
You ever been perfect with that many attempts in a game before or anything? Or?
I don't think so. The funny thing is, I actually would have had a better game if I was 10 for 11. There was a screen there that I should have just threw at the ground. And there's always room for improvement, but I thought I had a pretty good game.
Who was that one to? I'm trying to remember.
To Joe Bonyard. It was okay. A screen. Yeah, you got tackled in the backfield.
What is it about this offense? Must be quarterback friendly. So.
Yeah, Norv's offenses usually are quarterback friendly, and you know, we had a good running game going on against Dallas, which really helps out the quarterback protection. So a lot of things were clicking for us on Saturday, and again, you know, you see Teddy go out there and do what he does, and Sean's had a great preseason as well, and I'm just trying to emulate what they do in practice and on the field, and it's been working out pretty well for me.
That's sort of a big relief for you, a guy that's trying to make a roster his first year, to have a game like that.
Yeah, yeah. It gives you a little bit of confidence, and it's something to build on. So, again, what I'm trying to do this week is just build on that performance and try to get better.
How do you feel about your chances of making the team as the number three quarterback?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I feel like I've had a great off season, and I'm, you know, just trying to get better every day. That's my main goal, and I think I've been doing that. And again, there's lots to improve on. But again, I just take it one day at a time.
You think you've shown that maybe it might be a little risky to try to squeeze you through and get you in the practice squad?
Yeah,
so it might come in and steal you away or something?
I've never really thought about it. Just every day trying to get better. You know, I've had a great performance. If I come out here and do bad the next 3 days of practice, it doesn't really mean anything. So, again, every day I'm just trying to get better.
Did you think you would get this opportunity somewhere? When did it start becoming a reality for you?
You mean right out of college?
Just right out, where you came from.
Yeah, you know, at first we were in the FCS, and, you know, it's not, you don't get a lot of opportunities, FCS quarterbacks with my size coming out of FCS, so I think the move to FBS kind of helped me a little bit, get a little film out there against a better competition, and it became a little bit of reality at the end of the season there when my quarterback coach from college was pretty much telling me, you know, it's you're going to get into a camp somewhere, and it's what you do from there. It's going to, you know, determine your destination. So, again, from that point forward, I've just been working my butt off, trying to get better every day.
Is there anything that stands out that Norv's done? I mean, all three of you guys, your completion percentage are high, but yours, you know, just coming right out of small school. Is there anything that he's done in particular that jumps out that's helped you see the field better?
It's just running the offense, manage the offense, and you know, what I try to do is just play the playbook. You know, every play, there's something to beat. Whatever the defense does, there's a way to beat it. So. Every play, you just go out there, take it one play at a time, and just play the playbook.
How did you feel when you first stepped out on the field in a preseason game, your first snap, and you're there? I mean, no, it's not regular season, but it's still the NFL. How did you kind of feel in that moment?
First snap against the Steelers, it was a little jittery, and I just wanted to get my first completion and get hit for the first time. And I think that happened both on one play. So got that out of the way, and felt pretty good since.
And how much more comfortable are you now, like Dallas, compared to the Steelers?
Yeah, at the end of the game, it's football. You're playing football, and it's just guys that are bigger, faster, stronger, smarter. And the game is a lot faster. So that's the biggest thing I've learned from jumping from college to the NFL, just getting the ball out of my hands and letting those receivers do their thing.
Is there a particular aspect of your game where you think you've improved the most since you've been here?
Yeah, Norv has made a huge concern on just getting the ball out of my hands. There's times where I hold on the ball too long, either take a sack or throw a bad ball. That's the biggest thing I've tried to work on the past couple weeks.
How do you adjust for the height? I mean, it seems like you wouldn't be able to see the field quite as well.
Yeah, you know, I just watch Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, right. See what they do. They're in the same situation as I am. You look Drew Brees on film, there's a couple times where he's literally lifting his head up to see over the line of scrimmage or he's on his tippy toes. And I'm going to try and learn that. There's a couple of plays in previous games where I had a guy open, but I couldn't see him. So that's one thing I'll work on.